This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We are going to be talking about buying a pre-owned vehicle. What are the things that you should look out for? I've heard a lot of ladies saying, hey, I mean, I would rather buy a brand new car because I can't stand the problems that come with a pre-owned vehicle. Some pre-owned vehicles are really good. They're like lady drives. You know what I always advise people to do? If you're buying a car and maybe it's still under motor plan, go and ask at the dealer where you're going to be servicing it. You know, find out from them, you know, show me the history of this vehicle. Then they'll tell you, no, Mpomashita has been the one that has been driving this vehicle. It's never been in an accident before, because I get it, when it's a car is in an accident, they have to take it back to the dealership to reinstate it back into motor plan. Check that everything is proper. So if it ever came in for that, then chances are you have never been in an accident with
then
the
why
vehicle,
do we so need to talk to Lerato if you are here?
I mean, I don't know these things, you know what I mean? I'm sitting here also sabawelling
the
down? Smell of brand new
seats. We have an expert. Can you come down? Stop giving us this advice.
You know when they take two parts of the vehicle and join them together and they weld it?
Oh.
And they only realize the day that they took the car in to go and do something underneath. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But sister, are you aware that this car is two parts? The front is different than the back.
Vision, shut up. We are joined Calm down. We are joined this morning by publishing editor for Top Gear, Lerato Matebe. So good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, Complexion. Great to be back on the airwaves with you guys, and obviously good morning to your listeners as well. Yeah, a very interesting topic it is, eh?
Yeah. I mean, and you get many people that have this expert advice like Complexion here, who swear by it, and they will tell you, yeah, no, do this, don't do that, don't do this, do this. But then, is there a checklist that one needs to go through when buying a pre-owned vehicle?
Yes, definitely, Paul. So, as you have mentioned, or rather, Complexion has touched on it, is that we've seen the prices of brand new cars. Yes, I mean, those with money can afford. But, you know, there's a lot of bargains to be had in the pre-owned sort of market. But, of course, you know, with a car that has a bit of history, it's been used before, you kind of have to have a checklist on things to look out for. But, I mean, from a buying perspective, I would say the first thing that you need to determine as a car buyer is you need to set out a budget, right? That's the first thing you do before you shop around. How much can I actually afford? And does this car suit my lifestyle? You know, are there checklists that I need to look at? You know, what do I need this car to do for me? And you just have to be very specific about those things. One other thing that's very, very important, you need to decide whether you're buying from a dealership or this is a private sale. Meaning, you know, are you buying from an individual person or from a dealership? So you need to tick that box as well and just make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Another point that you need to look into is to make sure that the used car is worth the asking price. And what do we mean by that? You need to compare the book value of the car. So meaning this is the retail value of the car, you know, after its depreciation is subtracted. So if the car is 2 or 3 years old, it's good to do research and see how much does a car of that age cost, for instance. And yeah, get the book value of that vehicle. You need to also, guys, I know it's great to say, oh, I'm buying a brand new a pre-owned car, or I can afford it and everything, right?
Yeah.
Maintenance, guys, we need to consider, you know, the running cost of that car.
Absolutely.
You know, how much is it going to cost you to replace tires, for instance, when that time comes? You know, how much is an oil service? How much is a major service? You know, so it's very, very advisable, guys, to just do that research. But what's more important is to just make sure you know the history of that car, you know the service history of the car, you know that car has been looked after by the previous owner.
Mm. That's why you bump into people who have cocktail tires, you know. The two in front, they're of a different brand, and then at the back, they're Chinese.
Mix masala.
Yeah,
mix masala.
Because you can't afford like that run flat straight from the big bosses.
People like that judged. I just want to understand.
Yeah.
Are they judged in the motoring world? Do you judge them? I'm just asking.
No, No, look, Paul, I mean, life is difficult for people, but you mean you can't gamble with your life and put tires that are not of the same make, you know,
yeah.
On your car, because that'll affect, obviously, the safety and the way your car drives. So I would advise not to. If you have to, just budget, but go and get the same brand tires all around your car. Yeah, your life depends on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for first-time buyers, I mean, is it easy to just navigate your way around using that checklist, or you still have to go with someone who is a bit more clued up?
It's advisable to have someone, whether it's, you know, if you're a first-time buyer, whether you're a student or, you know, this is your first car, you know, you've got a father figure or someone that you trust who you know can look at specific items on the car. For instance, you know, has the car been involved in a car accident? And one of the easiest ways I say to people personally is just check the bonnet alignment of the car. If the one side of the bonnet alignment or the gaps, the panel gaps, is thinner than the other side, then already you know this car has gone through some form of repairs. So it's always good to check, look at the paintwork, you know, open the bonnet of the car, look at the paintwork, look if the paintwork on the one side of the engine bay doesn't match the side, look at the bumpers and the sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of easy telltale signs to see if, you know, a vehicle has been involved, previously involved in a car accident and had some repairs done to it. But you can also look at things like Dekra, which is owned by the AA. You can go on their website, I think it's dekra.co.za, to just check the VIN number and the history of the car to see if it's been involved in an accident, it's been repaired, you know. The car is not off the road, because that's also quite important, guys, especially if you are doing a private buying.
Yeah.
Make sure that car wasn't taken off the road and you are just buying the car and someone promises you that, no, don't worry, take the car. I'll get you the car papers later, and you know, weeks and months go past, and you still don't have the car papers. Meanwhile, the car is actually off the road, and it's actually not legal to be on the road.
Yeah.
So yes, yeah, there are just ways, but I would always say find someone who's very, very qualified or at least knows their way around the car to just help you. Even just a mechanic, just to say, hey,
yeah,
you know, can you spare me some of your time, and can you have a look at this car and let me know what your opinion is of it?
Jeez, now I'm reminded of my younger brother. They knocked him. First time buyer, and he goes and he buys a vehicle. He only realized when he got to a roadblock the one time that that car is actually registered as a sedan, but it was a Bucky.
There you go once again.
Till today, he's not driving it. He's at my mother's house.
Yeah, so unfortunately, guys, I'm sorry to hear that complexion, but unfortunately, car cloning is a thing.
Yeah.
People do clone papers of a car, or rather, the license of a car. And like you say, in this instance, he was driving a sedan, or rather a Bucky, or vice versa. And actually, you know, the papers say this car is actually the sedan or the Bucky.
Yeah.
So it's very good to do your research, because you just don't know what you're buying. And I always advise people, if it's too good to be true, then it probably is, you know. And sometimes you just have to walk away from a deal. If it doesn't feel right, then it's probably not right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Take your time. Like I say, it's not, your life will depend on it. And the last thing you want is to have stress and headaches because, you know, you bought a car that you thought, you know, this is your saving grace. You're getting your freedom. You know, you're going to get on the road. And
you feel like
you're in trouble. Yeah, we feel like Imodimo, definitely, you know, Gandhi, you've just inherited a problem. So,
yeah.
I would say, yeah, if it's too good to be true, then it is. And if you need to walk away, it doesn't feel right, then please just do that.
You know, we've been warned so many times that deposits need to be done via EFT or the bank, not cash. Why is this?
Obviously, scamming has happened before, but also, I mean, there are laws in place, just from banks and stuff like that. Carrying money is risky, which is why it's not advisable for you to carry, you know, hard cash. Anything can happen between you leaving your home and going to buy a car, and you just don't want that to happen. But also, when transactions happen like that, when big monies are exchanged, you as a consumer want to be protected, right? You want to have proof to say, I have transferred X amount to Complexion, Motor Embodiment or whoever. Please, you know, come in. I've got a problem here. You know, I've handed over an X amount of money, and the goods haven't been delivered. So it also helps you as a consumer to have a paper trail. So it's very advisable that you use EFT to make payments, especially big payments as buying a car.
Yes, sir. I think also in the meantime, you can find us on WhatsApp on 0798996226 and share with us what your experience has been in owning a pre-owned vehicle or used car. You know, is it still smooth sailing, or within a week after buying it, what's on a little college heading where it was sharp? Rate of my 60-70 kilometers per hour. Maroega Toma at Loka 100-120. Everything, yalla gamukuluing. You know those ones.
No, I do. Darla, thank you so much for your time this morning joining us. We appreciate you coming through and talking to us. Publishing editor for Top Gear, Lerato Matebese.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.